He dug up roads for a living, and he was a real kind of man's man, and he went kickboxing, and there was no way he was going to carry a little black kit round it because it looked like a wussy handbag kind of thing. And so I think some people find it hard to kind of come into a new way of doing things. But the bottom line was, although it's frustrating for the health professionals who are trying to help and empower, the bottom line was you can tell that they respected the fact that it was his life. They had educated, and we were all aware. We had a session on long-term implications, but they're the ones that are living it in the here and now, so they were prepared to back off and not be sort of tut tut.
You're a graduate, but you're talking about percentages and ratios. I'd have thought this would be beyond quite a few people.
Yeah, I think that's what I was sensing, really. I did feel sorry. I mean, as I say, even though I'm a graduate, it is in the arts, and I'm much more a touchy-feely visual person than a numbers person. And it was clear that it was a struggle for some. And as I say, the intensity, once we got about halfway through, it was a struggle to concentrate if you're used to farming as a lifestyle. Very, very different, I suppose, if you're running the business and you're having to do percentages and do the accounts, then you'd be in a great position. But there was a huge variety of people, so I suppose one way of possibly improving the course would be to think about the people groups that they have together and the mode in which it's delivered. Maybe people would be able to take more of it on board if it was given in small doses. But the strength of the course is that you over the week you are finding out. You're on a journey of discovery from Monday morning until Friday evening. You're actually finding out about your ratios, and it does need to be a continuous process. And I think that's why they know the importance of the follow-up, and there were things being repeated in these sessions because they're aware.